The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started out this morning with music by Gustav Holst. That was the third movement, the Intermezzo, from his St. Paul's Suite, music written in 1912 when he was teaching at the St. Paul's School for Girls. He was the music director there, and the school constructed a soundproof studio for him. And he was very grateful for this, and so he wrote this suite to in gratitude for that gesture on their part. And we have, that was La Pietà, Canadian string ensemble playing there, led by Angèle Dubois on the violin. And we have one more movement of the St. Paul's Suite coming up in a few minutes. Right now, though, it's time for the weather and road reports. Yesterday's low, 6.2 degrees. The high was 15.6, if you can call that a high. Currently, the temperature is 9 degrees, and Environment Canada tells us today it will be mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers this afternoon, and a high of 13. You know, if it's going to be chilly and cloudy, it might as well go ahead and shower, as we could use the rain. It just seems like a waste otherwise. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, snow level lowering to 1,200 meters after midnight, and a low tonight of 8 degrees. Friday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, snow level at 1,200 meters, a high of 12. Saturday, sunny with a low of plus 3, a high of 15. Sunday, sunny with a low of plus 4, a high of 18. Monday, sunny with a low of plus 2, a high of 19. Now, I did take a look at the Weather Network's 14-day trend. They're still suggesting that next week we'll make it into the early 20s, or into the low 20s. They were saying even yesterday and for the past couple of days that that would happen by Tuesday of next week. Now they've pushed that back to Wednesday of next week. So it's probably going to turn out to be one of those eternally receding goals that we hope for, but it doesn't really hit. I don't know. We'll see. Turning to the highways, Highway 1, if you're heading east on Highway 1 towards Kamloops, there's maintenance 14 kilometers west of Savannah from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is today only, as far as I know, single lane alternating traffic there. And if you're heading south, there's maintenance at the exit to Herling Island Road, just north of Chilliwack. 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. are the hours for that work. Long day. And that should be just today as well, but there's a lane closure in effect there. No notes for Highway 12, Highway 40, there's maintenance 85 kilometers west of Lillooet, 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. That carries on through tomorrow, single lane alternating traffic there. And on Highway 99 South, bridge maintenance 15 kilometers south of Lillooet, minor delays, and bridge construction 28 kilometers south of Lillooet, where tractor-trailer units are restricted to a length of 53 feet. And further south on Highway 99, there's paving from a few kilometers south of the Culloden Creek Bridge to 4 kilometers north of the junction with Squamish Valley Road. I believe altogether it's about a 4 kilometer stretch of the highway they're working on. That work is from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and that will carry on through next Thursday. So it is on today, but not tomorrow. And single lane alternating traffic in that spot. That's it for the weather and roads, and we can go back to the St. Paul's Suite, and we will now hear the final movement. Now this bears a subtitle called the Dargason, D-A-R-G-A-S-O-N, which I'm taking to be a well-known tune from some earlier source. Although what the name might mean, I am not absolutely certain. While we're on the air, I'll give a shot at trying to find out. So here once again is La Pietà, and the leader is Angèle Dubois. Thank you. The finale from the St. Paul's Suite by Gustav Holst. That was a recording by La Pietà, and the leader was Angèle Dubois. And I found an interesting article online by one Bjalfi Thordharson. And I apologize, I'm probably not pronouncing that person's name correctly at all. But talking about this movement, or as I mentioned, it's subtitled The Dargason. And the Dargason is a dance that is also known as Sedani, and I may be saying that incorrectly as well. It's a dance that was first published in John Playford's book, The English Dancing Master, came out in 1651. And based on what we heard, I'm thinking it's a pretty lively sort of dance. You also, of course, heard Intertwined in that, and this was Holst's own idea. Greensleeves was mixed in there. All right, I don't have any fire reports per se for you this morning. I'll just mention that the restricted areas continue, both for the Big Dog / Ore Creek fires and as well for the Kelly Creek fires. And to get more information on those restricted areas, go to the BC Wildfire website at bcwildfire.ca. That's the correct address, if I recall correctly. And follow the links to those individual fires. Also, the Big Dog and Ore Creek fires, it mentions on there that yesterday they received several centimeters of snow above the 4,000 meter mark. So some good news there as well. All right, time for me to tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. Pretty light day on Thursday. Around 9 o'clock, of course, I'll put on Democracy Now! At 10:30, you can listen in to, I wish I could remember the name of his program. I'm going to have to get that information. Jesse Tom is the broadcaster who is broadcasting out of Studio 1 in Lillooet Secondary School, and he's on every weekday between 10:30 and 11:30. That'll be through this first semester of the school. Then the only other live program I have listed for today is 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's Truly Canadian with Janica Thur, who's been a very regular, steady broadcaster here for some time. Although I think a lot of people took some time off this summer. And of course, we all took some enforced time off while we were evacuated. Except for me, I was on the radio every day, the last person you want to hear. All right, we can move on with the music. A couple of weeks ago, I received from Amazon.ca 7 discs of piano music by Beethoven. Included in those discs, 7 discs, were basically everything that's not a sonata by Beethoven. There were some, a few sonatas in there as well, but mostly it's bagatelles and sets of variations. And Beethoven wrote, a dozen or so sets of variations for piano. Actually, more than that. Only 3 of them are really well known. The Diabelli variations, don't get me started on those, one of my favorites. Then there's what are known as the Eroica variations, or sometimes the Prometheus variations. And the set of 32 variations in C minor. Those are the 3 sets that get played and heard very often. But I thought that having received this amazing bounty of Beethoven, I would start featuring some of these less well-known pieces by him over the coming weeks and months, and these will be heard sometimes on Piano Wednesdays, but sometimes, like today, not on Piano Wednesdays. So today we're going to listen to the 6 variations on a theme from The Ruins of Athens in D major, if you really care. Now, this theme is a march that appears in incidental music Beethoven wrote to a play called The Ruins of Athens by one August von Kotzebue, and I know nothing about the play itself. But the march is actually quite famous, and even if you don't know it by this name, you may recognize the theme when it's played. Curiously, it also played a very important part in the theme music for a show called El Chavo del Ocho, if I recall correctly, which is a Mexican sitcom. And I have played a string quartet arrangement here on Snooze Button of music from that piece, or from that TV series that included this march from the ruins of Athens. I believe actually this theme pre-existed the incidental music to the Ruins of Athens. It was kind of sitting around in Beethoven's one of his drawers somewhere, waiting for something to be done with it. And I can't remember if he wrote the theme, the set of variations, before the incidental music or if it was the other way around. But at any rate, they have come to be known as the variations on a theme from the Ruins of Athens, even if that wasn't what the theme was when he wrote this set of music. We're going to listen to pianist Alfred Brendel. He is the pianist on all of these seven CDs that I received. And these are the recordings that he made for the Vox label back in the, mostly in the early 1960s. At that time, Brendel would have been probably in his mid to late 20s and was proving that you don't have to be, you don't have to have gray hair to play Beethoven well. He really made a name for himself as a Beethoven specialist with these recordings and has gone on to record almost all of this music again. And in the case of Beethoven sonatas, I think he ended up doing something like three complete recordings of them. Anyway, here are the six variations on a theme from the Ruins of Athens in D major, music by Beethoven, piano playing by Alfred Brendel.
Thank you.
Variations on a theme from the ruins of Athens, music by Ludwig van Beethoven, and the pianist there was Alfred Brendel. Now, I read something amusing in the liner notes here while that was on. It's just a question of the way it's written. It says, the variations are earlier than the work from which the theme is taken, which is not entirely clear, because that would mean that the variations were written before the theme was ever written. So there's something a little wrong with that sentence, but I think I knew what the annotator meant. I think he was saying what I mentioned earlier, that the theme was written before Beethoven ever wrote the incidental music to the ruins of Athens. All right, there was a kind of an unfortunate shattery quality to the recorded sound there. The music tending to go a little fuzzy on the louder parts. That's actually quite unusual in these early recordings by Alfred Brendel. Don't get me wrong, the Vox Recording Company could do some pretty bad recordings, particularly the recordings that were made in the U.S. Back in the 1960s. Many of them tended to be a very poor quality of sound, although they frequently had performances that were, for one reason or another, treasurable. But most of these recordings of Alfred Brendel from the 1960s, I think all of them were done in Europe, probably mostly in Vienna. And in general, the sound quality for most of them is quite good. So don't expect them all to sound like that. They will hopefully be much better most of the time. Anyway, yes, expect more Beethoven, and Beethoven that in many cases you don't know to be coming up over the next couple of months. All right, it's 8:25. Before we get to our big piece of music, time for some public service announcements. There is a Sundo Yoga retreat that begins today, October the 1st, with a potluck supper. I don't have a time for that. It will carry on through Sunday, October the 4th, with brunch. And the public and Sundo practitioners are welcome to come to any or all of the retreat. Beginners are welcome. And that will be held at the Larman Home, which is 10111 Texas Creek Road. Sundo Master Hyunmoon Kim from Korea will lead the retreat. The cost is $45 Canadian per day, or $120 Canadian for the whole retreat. If you're attending less than one day, the cost is simply by donation. There will be two Sundo yoga practices a day and numerous workshops relating to healing and to going deeper into the practice. And if you'd like more information or to register, you can get in touch with Wendy Larman, the certified Sundo yoga teacher here in Lillooet, at 250-256-0404. Wendy's probably going to be a very busy person today, but if you're desperate for information, I guess give it a try. You could also try emailing her, though I don't know how quickly she'll be able to get back to you. Her email address is Larman, L-A-R-M-A-N, at hughes.net. And a whole bunch of events coming up this weekend, so we'll try and work our way through most of those. Regular monthly dinner at the Catholic Church Hall will be tomorrow night. I'm calling that part of the weekend because it's after work hours for most people. German-style dinner starting at 5:30 p.m. Eat in or take out. Everyone is welcome, and the cost is $10 a plate. And, of course, that's served out of the Catholic Church Hall behind the church and kind of across from the skateboard park. And on Saturday, there will be a planting day, a volunteer planting day at the Powerhouse Restoration site. Hopefully, most of you know where that is. Go down Station Hill, cross the bridge over Seton River or Cayuge Creek, depending on which you prefer to call it. It's a mixture of the two, really. And instead of going right out towards Seton Lake, go left. And you will proceed with the formerly, now what is it, the pizza place? I can't remember the actual name of it. But they will be on your right side as you proceed towards the powerhouse. A wonderful site and a wonderful project with a lot of great work going on. Invasive species, things like knapweed, alfalfa, Dalmatian toadflax, thistles, all that sort of, Russian thistle. No, there is a native thistle, but the invasive thistles, all of that stuff gradually being brought out, and quite a lot of it is actually gone now, though there are places where you will certainly still find patches of it. It's a huge undertaking. But in place of those things, native species are being planted, and it looks just great, and in future years is going to only get better and better. So planting from 10:30 to 1:30 p.m. At the restoration site. Just there's a parking area down there that's fairly obvious. Meet there. You don't have to work for the full 3 hours. It's up to you how long you stay. But it's a great chance to have some fun, meet some new people, and to, you know, give yourself a little bit of sense of ownership in that wonderful site. And on Sunday, let me just check my dates, make sure I'm not missing anything else on Saturday. Nope, I think I've got them all. Sunday, October the 4th, is the Walk for Breast Cancer. That starts from Integra Tire on Main Street, across from the Fire Hall. It's at 1 p.m., and you can walk, run, jog, bike, and it doesn't say it here, but I guess skateboard or rollerblade or probably several other modes of transportation I haven't thought of. There will also be booths set up at Integra Tire where you can make donations and receive promotional benefits, and free food and refreshments will be offered after the walk. If you'd like more information, contact Integra Tire at 256-4111. Also, on October the 4th, let me make sure I have the date right. Yes, Sunday, October the 4th. Chris Galeazzo, who takes care of a whole line of Mountain Bluebird boxes up north of Pavilion, going towards Kelly Creek and up Big Bar Road and Jesmond Road. Chris will be taking an expedition up that way and would love it if she could get some help. Now, this whole expedition is dependent on what happens with the Kelly Creek fire. The Jesmond Lake Road is still closed, and so at least that portion of the trip would not be possible if it is still closed on Sunday. But with cooler weather conditions, that may change before that time. I'll be sure to check and update you on it tomorrow. At any rate, this will be a maintenance trip, fixing up boxes that might be broken and that sort of thing. But it's a really fun trip, some wonderful country up there, all sorts of great wildlife to be seen and heard when you're out there. And so if you'd like to take part in that, meet at the library parking lot here at the Rec Center on Sunday, October the 4th at 8 a.m. And the expedition will be till about 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Bring a lunch, camera, binoculars, and Chris will have some tools available. Paint scrapers would be handy, it says here, if I guess looking for some volunteers there. And she could also use some extra vehicles in case there are people showing up who don't have their own wheels for the trip. If you would like more information, get in touch with Chris at 256-0018. And in any case, you should probably check with her on Saturday if you're planning on going to make sure that the expedition is still on. And the other things that I have here, the only other one, I'm just going to give you the hours for the Lillooet Seidokan Aikido. They have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Uklumuk Center on Tlitket Reserve. Tuesdays from 4:45 p.m. to 6:15, and Thursdays 10:30 a.m. till noon. And if you'd like more information, get in touch with the instructor, Mariko Kage, at 256-0686. Beginners are always welcome. One other event that's happening on Sunday, October the 4th, here at Radio Lillooet, we're having a training workshop for new broadcasters. Anybody that wants to, or is curious even, about what's involved in being a broadcaster and putting together a radio show, this would be a great thing for you to attend. In fact, you're required to attend it if you want to become a broadcaster here on Radio Lillooet. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The cost is zero, except for your time and a bag lunch that you will bring. And we will provide some other snacks and refreshments. We'll take you through the CRTC rules and regulations and our own rules and regulations and how all that works and what Canadian content is and that sort of thing. Show you the paperwork you need to do if you're going to put on a show, which is relatively, well, in fact, it's very minimal. And then we'll bring you into the studio and start showing you how to use the equipment and hopefully get a few brave souls speaking on the air, at least announcing a song or two during the course of the afternoon. So again, that's Sunday, the 4th from 10 until 2 p.m. All right, I've talked long enough. It is time for the next music, and we are turning to Jan Sibelius. A couple of weeks ago, I played the first movement of his Symphony No. 2 in D major. Today, we're taking care of some unfinished business. I can't fit in the second movement because it's a little too long. Just not enough time here for all of the remaining movements. But the third and the fourth movements, although designated as separate movements in the score, the third movement runs into the fourth movement without a break, and so I thought I would play those two movements. The third movement is a scherzo. The fourth movement is the finale and has a wonderful, big, broad theme that, I don't know, seems to speak to everybody's soul in one way or another. This symphony, and in general, much of the music of Sibelius, seems to be somehow representative of some aspects of nature and landscape. Now, that is to some extent a subjective response on my part, but it's also a subjective response on the part of many, many other people who listen to the music of Sibelius. And this second symphony seems to be particularly landscape-oriented, and I think landscape in some ways quite similar to what can be found here in British Columbia, some of it even very similar to the local landscape. So let's listen to this recording with the Lahti Symphony Orchestra, and the conductor is Osmo Venska. Thank you. That was music by Jan Sibelius. We heard the third and fourth movements of his Symphony No. 2 in D major. That was a recording by the Lahti Symphony Orchestra, and they were conducted by Osmo Venska. All right, that brings us up to 8:56, and I'm not even going to try to shoehorn in another piece of music. We'll let things be as they are. And I'll just start up Democracy Now! A couple of minutes early. Therefore, I must remind you, as always, that the views presented on the following program do not represent those of Radio Lillooet or the Lillooet Camelsfoot TV and Radio Association. That's it for me. I'll be back tomorrow morning with another edition of Snooze Button. But in the meantime, I will say thank you very much for listening and have yourselves a wonderful day. Here is Democracy Now!